got your giant size appetite.
And that's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on this week's show, part two of our exclusive interview with Lawrence Taylor. Plus, we followed Giants second-year linebacker Devon Kennard in the offseason, had a chance to talk with him. But this week marked the opening of the offseason workout program, and we took our Giants Access Blue cameras with new Giant Shane Vereen.
Hey, Giants fans, Shane Vereen here, ready to go for day one. Time to get things started, so let's go. I was with New England, which is a great organization, so the last thing I wanted to do was choose a place that, you know, that wasn't used to winning, choose a place that wasn't used to success, and I got that here with New York. They're a fantastic organization, not from only from what I've heard, but from what I've experienced in this short time. And, you know, I'm ready to get to work. I think this is a place I could grow as a player. I think it's an offense that I could be successful in, and a locker room full of good guys that I want to be a part of. It's cool. I'm a little nervous. But I'm more excited than anything. I've been in the same system for the last 4 years. And so to get a chance to try something new, to get a chance to experience, you know, a new system, a new program, you know, I couldn't be more excited or happier. And I set all my clocks actually 10 minutes fast. So that way I got no problems. Until I get used to the whole thing, I set all my clocks 10 minutes fast. So I can't take the fines already. That would be bad. All right, Giants fans, we're here. It's time to get to work, time to hit the weights, time to get running, get to be my new teammates. I'll catch up with y'all later.
April 20th, first day back. Obviously a lot of new faces, but it's just, you know, good to actually, you know, set a date and everyone moving forward, and let's get this working because it's that time of year. So though the season's in September, everything starts right now. We're building a championship.
Well, it's been a long break and excited to get back with my teammates and the coaches and get back to work, see how we can make improvements and win more games and have a better season than we did last year. So it's good to get back with the teammates and see how everybody's been doing and catch up, but also get back to work. I thought we had a good start.
Shane Vereen's first day at work with the Big Blue. Now, there are a lot of new faces with the Giants, which means new numbers, new equipment. That sets it up for this week's edition of Equipped with Joe Skiba.
Your offseason is cleaning out the lockers, as you know, at the end of the season. Then that time is when you build. And the building process is setting up lockers again, moving lockers around, new players come in, new draft picks and whatnot. So you almost build a new environment during those months. Once you start the offseason program, you know, you're done till end of June. You know what I mean? We're on a straight path. You know, this is all football here on in. This is, you know, offseason program. This is the draft. This is rookie camp. This is mini camps. This is, you know, OTAs. And the kind of, it's the start of the season. You get excited. We set up everybody's locker. We'll provide trainers for them, sneakers for them to work out in, cleats already in their lockers, gloves, playing gloves, dry fits, GPS shirts, red hoodies, the helmets in there, the shoulder pads. So when they get in here, everything's all set for the offseason program as well as the training camp. I think turnaround's part of the game. I think it's part of the locker room environment. I actually like turnaround because you get to see new players. It's like, you know, during the process of when you sign a guy, you always email the other teams or you call the guy, pick up on the phone and say, hey, listen, you know, we signed Shane Vereen. You know, how is he, what type he is, and his sizes. And you always kind of, you use that as kind of barometer when you get the sizes in to be like, okay, this is what he wore. Then when he comes in here, you're like, hey, you know, this is what we got. You know, you like this, or, you know, the, some of the guys always like to try something different. Anytime you get to meet somebody new and that you know is going to be part of this new dynamic, it's always fun bringing them into the family. This is the type of year you love. Like, free agency is like, you know, like Christmas Day, and You know, the draft is like your birthday, you know what I mean? And it's kind of, and even with the rookie camp, you get to, you know, you get the Victor Cruzes, you know what I mean? You get those guys that all of a sudden who are undrafted, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, well, you know, tens of thousands of people are wearing a Navy jersey in the stands.
That's Equipped with Joe Skiba. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, linebacker Devon Kennard getting ready for year number two with the Big Blue. We'll tell you about it when we return after this. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Devon Kennard had an outstanding rookie season for the Big Blue and looking forward to big things in 2015. We took our Giants Access Blue cameras out to Arizona to follow his off-season workouts, a little trip to the barbershop, and what he expects from his new defensive coordinator.
Here. Good. Good. All right, that's it. Good. That's it.
Today was a focus on, you know, position-specific stuff. So, you know, with you know, workouts starting with the team soon, and, you know, we're only a few weeks away from OTAs and everything, I want to make sure I'm getting acclimated with my linebacker work. So we did a lot of footwork-specific type of things and things that I'm going to need to do as soon as I get back, change of direction, and getting into my drops and working on my feet work and sliding my feet and different things like that, which progressed to, you know, I know I'm going to be asked to pass rush to some extent. You know, that'll decide on Coach Spags, but, you know, I worked on some pass rush and some handwork type of things to really get ready to strike people when you know, I am closer to the line of scrimmage and doing things like that. So a balance of everything I feel like they're going to ask me to do when I get back. And it was kind of like my own individual, you know, linebacker position drills and everything, just like I would do in individuals in the Giants facility.
Power. Power. Good. Last one. Get there. Ah, oh, you got it.
You know, it's a progression. You know, you never want to do too much too early. But, you know, I started working with Coach, we call him T-Money. I started working with T-Money, you know, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And, you know, we progressed to more and more. Now, you know, getting close to leaving, you know, I'll start tapering down next week and making sure my body's fresh for workouts to start. Oh, I'm tired right now. You know, it's been a long day. You know, the upper body workout, those workouts take forever and a long process. But, you know, I really feel the difference. And then it's not a lot of break. It's only me. So it's like as soon as I catch my breath, he's expecting me to get back up. But I think that's going to correlate to me being in good shape and being ready to go come OTS. Heading into my barbershop, been going to this guy for a long, long time, as long as I can remember. His name's Carlos. He's been cutting me up since I had to be in a high chair. So, you know, every time I'm in town, I gotta come back and kick it with him and let him cut me up. That's good, Los.
What's doing, man?
Chilling.
Good to see you,
yep. The rookie schedule is a little different than the vet schedule. I remember last year rookies was in meetings and stuff till about 5, 6 at night every day. I liked it because it got me around the veteran guys right away, and you know I got to absorb and you know see what everybody else was doing, how they approached the game. And I remember you know during OTAs and stuff, first thing I did, I went to Walmart, bought a whiteboard, had notes and drawing up the plays constantly, because if I knew what to do, I could put myself in good position with my ability. But it was about, you know, being able to understand what I'm doing and everything like that. So, you know, this year it's going to be the same thing because it's a new defense. So, you know, I'm hearing I'm going to have to learn a new system, new terminology, new words. And, you know, I'm excited to play for Coach Spags, but I'm already knowing, you know, I'm going to have to put in the same if not more, amount of film work and, you know, board work to kind of get this defense down. But I want to make sure I know and understand as much information as I can, so when I get out on the field, I don't got to think anymore. I like to do my thinking in the classroom. I like to do my thinking at home. So, I mean, I think I do watch more film than the average person. I think I do take more notes because, you know, I feel like that's how I learn. You know, I hear Coach Spags likes to blitz. So, you know, I'm licking my chops at hearing that. And I'm, you know, excited for the opportunity to you know, learn his defense and to see what he has to bring to the table and, you know, ready to go.
Devon Kennard getting set for year number two with the New York Giants. Speaking of Giant linebackers, this one, the best of all time. Part two of our legacy interview with Lawrence Taylor after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Well, it's time for part two of our legacy interview with Lawrence Taylor, the greatest player in Giants history.
Following their Super Bowl victory in 1986, the Giants, led by their tenacious linebacker Lawrence Taylor, would continue to be one of the NFL's elite teams throughout the rest of the 80s. In a 1988 game versus the New Orleans Saints, LT would showcase a legendary display of toughness and courage. Playing with a dislocated shoulder, Taylor added to his rising lore as the decade's most dominant defender.
Talk about that Saints game. You know, you got the torn pec, you got the harness.
Right.
Three sacks, two forced fumbles.
It was a good day.
Parcells says it's one of the greatest performances he's ever seen.
It was a good day. It was a good day. I mean, it was a lot of pain, but it was a good day.
His will made him ignore things like pain sometimes. People call it determination, whatever it is, he just had it. And he just would not give in. He was going to make it the way he wanted to make it.
You know, when you're fighting a battle like that, you just want to stay.
With the retirement of George Martin and Harry Carson following the 1988 season, Lawrence Taylor and Phil Sims had become the elder statesmen of the group.
Lawrence Taylor, the oldest linebacker on the Giants team now. Old guy.
With their veteran warrior leading the way, the Giants stormed out to a 10-0 start in 1990. But in Week 15, Phil Sims would go down with a season-ending injury, thrusting Jeff Hostetler into the starting lineup.
When Phil went down, Hostetler came in, and he added another dimension to our offense that nobody had seen.
As the postseason got underway, with the mobile Hostetler at quarterback, the Giants would dominate the Bears at home, advancing to the next round versus a familiar foe. In the historic 1990 NFC Championship game, LT and the Giants would fight to dethrone the two-time defending Super Bowl champion 49ers.
That game was one of those games they're going to have to scratch and claw to get a yard. And we just out there, we just work it.
That's where the jam on that too, okay? Keep hammering them. Keep hammering those outside receivers.
I could have stayed out there all day. That's the type of physical football you want to play.
LT's relentless pursuit on Joe Montana forced the 49ers quarterback into the oncoming bull rush of Leonard Marshall, resulting in this devastating blow.
But chased out, finally hit from behind. The ball's loose.
And he really took a shot in that back. Leonard Marshall coming from the backside. Boy, that is a real shot.
Steve Young came in for the 49ers' final drive and needed only two first downs to run out the clock. And with their team desperately needing to get the ball back, LT would give the Giants new life.
In behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball. Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball.
And you knew that the Giants were going for it. That's what Bill Parcells is saying. Yep, we need it.
Any doubt that Matt Barr's not going to make that kick?
Oh, hell no. Hell no, you know, no, Matt Barr having a great year. No, he's going to make the kick.
Giants are trailing by a point. All depends on Matt Barr. Fans are on their feet and screaming. Matt, spun. Kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good. Good.
And the Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the Fleet Pete. It's over.
At Super Bowl 25 in Tampa, LT and the Giants would face an even greater challenge as they prepared to battle the Buffalo Bills and their vaunted offensive attack.
They were a good team. They were very, very, they had a lot of quality players from top to bottom. Bill made sure that we punished those receivers when they came across. I think the longer the game went on and the more punishment they took, you're getting hit every time you come across the middle or where you go, you're getting hit. You could feel it going out of the sails, man. You could feel it going out of the sails.
All right, so tell me what's going through your mind as Norwood lines up for the kick.
Ain't no daggone way he's going to make this kick. We played too well to go down like this. And I'm telling you what, when that ball was kicked, I didn't even look up.
No good. Wide right. No good.
After capturing their second Vince Lombardi trophy, LT and the Giants would say goodbye to their legendary coach, Bill Parcells.
That's rough to lose a coach. You don't expect to lose a coach after a Super Bowl win.
In 1992, Taylor would suffer a career-threatening injury when he tore his Achilles, and it was clear that the end was in sight.
I didn't want to just go out like that, you know, carted off the field. I don't want to do that.
The Giants' valiant warrior would return in 1993 and help Big Blue make it back to the playoffs.
The good thing about that year is that they got to play for Dan Reeves 1 year, and he was I thought he was a very good coach. He just let me do my thing and let me go out gracefully, so that was good.
Following the season, LT would announce his retirement, marking the end of a glorious era in Giants football. The organization would honor him by retiring his number in Giants Stadium.
Without you guys, there wouldn't have been a Lawrence Taylor. But there wouldn't have been an LT. Thank you very much.
LT finished his career with 132 and a half sacks, and in 1999, he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He will go down in the annals of NFL history as arguably the greatest defensive player ever. LT's legend and legacy lives on, and he will always be one of the most beloved heroes in the long line of Giants greats.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. I guess what it means to me is no matter what happens in my life, I'll always have the Giant family and be a part of, because I tell you, being a Giant is pretty good.
I'm always amazed. Every time you're at a Giants game at MetLife Stadium, or even when the Giants are on the road, the amount of fans that still have those 56 jerseys, pretty impressive. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look at one of the Giants on the mend as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. One of the Giants' big offseason signings last year was offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz. Unfortunately for Jeff, he had to deal with a lot of injuries in his first year with the Giants. So we decided to take a look at his rehab process and how he's coming along from injury.
I'm out here in Arizona, Fisher Sports, doing my rehab for my ankle. We do a lot of functional mobility type stuff to kind of get the strength and the balance back in my ankle. And then we're kind of slowly progressing to more agility stuff. So we kind of hit a little bit of that today, and feels good. No pain, no soreness, and just good to kind of keep building every week. You see the kind of gains as you keep doing exercise every week. I did it against Jacksonville and had surgery a few days later. You know, once the non-weight bearing was done, I was able to kind of pick up my rehab. Feeling strong, feeling good. It's good to kind of get some of that movement back on my ankle and feel like a football player again. You know, we definitely have a lot to build on from last year. I know, you know, our record doesn't kind of show what progress we made, you know, especially on the offensive side of the ball. It was good to kind of see us, you know, play through a lot of the struggles that we had. You know, a lot of teams, I think, you see when they have struggles, they kind of pack it in and don't give the same effort. But we were giving the same amount of effort, maybe even more. And then obviously we started scoring a lot more points. We were more efficient. And this year, you know, we just need to kind of keep that efficiency going in the passing game. But we have to run the ball better. And hopefully, you know, I can kind of bring that, you know, to our offensive line.
The Giants are hoping for big things from Jeff Schwartz to help anchor that offensive line in 2015. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, earlier this week, the players reported back to work with the off-season conditioning program, voluntary workouts for the players. But Here's how I can give you an example of what it's like and what it was like on Monday when the players were all back. Remember when you were a kid in school, maybe in grammar school, and that first day back at school, and after you had your summer vacation, there were a lot of faces that you hadn't seen in quite a while? That's what it was like at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A lot of guys getting reacquainted, players meeting new teammates, and guys trying to just get back into the mode. This is when the serious preparation begins for the upcoming season. In today's world of professional sports, guys have to stay in shape throughout the course of the year. But now this is when you start getting into football specific and really honing in on the upcoming season. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night right here on My Nine for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.